This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Charades, Victoria, Kara.
Yeah.
You have.
I don't really like it.
You know.
No.
So, if you wanted somebody to guess the word timid or weak or powerless, how would you hold your body?
Probably like hunched over, kind of like with my arms kind of hugging myself.
Yeah. Kind of,
right?
You have that powerless feeling. Okay. So then, this is an exercise for everybody. You want people in the game to guess you're confident, strong, or powerful. How would you hold your body then?
Good posture, probably clenched fists.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, I don't mean like angry, but I mean like,
yeah,
you know, like, you know, when you're showing off your muscles, you know, when,
yeah,
you raise your arms up,
right,
like to show off your biceps.
Yeah. Okay, good. So there you are. So I just wanted people to think the better
so what's
way.
That, what's that an exercise of?
I want you to feel the latter. I want you to feel confident, strong, powerful as you start your day, as you start the hour, as you start a project, whatever it is. Much better to go into it feeling like you're sort of in charge. That's the way I try to start each hour of the DJV program. I know it's not necessarily, though. I like to think I'm in charge, but I'm not always sure that's the case because we have our fun moments here. It's fun to have people who, in a gentle, sweet way, challenge you. It's good to be challenged. As we get kind of soft and we get, and that's the back to the weak thing. You don't want to have that. You want to feel strong and good and confident. I think that's one of the things about you, Victoria, you, Kara, and Jennifer. You're strong, confident women. And I like that, even if it gets in my face sometimes.
Even if you don't really like it, is what you're saying.
Well, once in a while, it's a distraction. All right, so let's get back to not being distracted, but on to the message of the hour. Jennifer, not here in this hour. Kara and Victoria are, obviously. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria, what do we have to get started?
Well, a trending story from the world of hemp versus marijuana. An Idaho state police officer seized 6,700 pounds of what he said was illicit marijuana from a truck that was passing through the state last month. Now, a Colorado company had bought these plants in Oregon, and they said it was legal hemp. But the driver, unfortunately, is now caught in the middle of this and is facing felony marijuana trafficking charges.
Oh,
and essentially, the long story short is, the officer misidentified the hemp and labeled it as marijuana. And so, because the plants look very similar, they're actually different plants. The hemp plant and then the marijuana plant, they're different strains. And so, they do look similar. But the Idaho State says, you know, they had this huge bust of 31 shipping bags, and they said that they used a narcotic identification kit and tested a sample that came back positive for THC. Well, technically, hemp does have, it's like 0.03%
right,
or something of THC in it.
Yep.
So, naturally, it is going to test positive for that. Unfortunately for the driver, he spent 4 days in jail. He was arrested. Eventually, he posted a $100,000 bond. But now, because of the back and forth between the states, and he was passing through Idaho to get to Colorado, he will now, if he's found guilty of trafficking, he's going to serve 5 years in federal prison.
This is the crazy. This country is so messed up when it comes to this. Even the fact that marijuana is illegal. When you consider, these are the statistics. So I would like you all to pay attention
to this.
Well,
let me finish one quick thing here.
Oh, all right,
so the end thing here, and I do hope that this works out for this driver, because hemp is legal nationwide. So these are actual cannabis sativa L plants, which is, they come from the same variety, but this is actually a hemp plant that he had in the truck. And so now the Colorado company says, hey, we want our hemp plants back because we paid for them. And so now Idaho has just been keeping them in lockdown. So the farm farm bill that we've talked a lot about, and I know, Doug, you've talked about on the American Family Farmer. And that was the 2018 Farm Bill that made industrial hemp and all of its byproducts legal. And yep. So now we're going to probably see nationally. So we're going to see probably more of these types of quote unquote busts, but they're really just a big bust because it's hemp and not marijuana. So hopefully this will work out for the driver because he's the guy who's really stuck in the middle.
Well, if he's got good lawyers, they can sue the hell out of the state of Idaho and the whoever arrested him, because this is completely the legality of the bill that was signed in December, the Farm Bill, as you were talking there, Victoria. It restores industrial hemp to legal production all around the country for the first time since World War II. And I told you why it was made illegal. It had never been illegal before, but some of the southern lawmakers didn't like the fact that a lot of black people were making money growing hemp, so they decided to control it or make it part of the Controlled Substances Act and make it illegal. That's the only reason.
Wow.
And if you look at what the stats are right now in California, in Colorado, Washington, the states that have made smoking pot legal, the amount, and this is what's upsetting the big companies, these big liquor companies, the drug companies, the amount of illicit opioid use going down by 50, 60, 70% in these states. The amount of alcohol consumption down by about the same margin, 40, 50%. So what's more desirable? One, you're going to go off and get skunked, whether you're drinking alcohol, whether you're smoking pot, or the opioid thing is a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. But when you look at the stats, the use of marijuana, although I wouldn't use it, I don't like even the smell of it, even though I'm going to grow it on my farm, it is legal to grow hemp anywhere in the country, and all the states have their heads right up their butts when it comes to this. The state of Massachusetts doesn't know what to do. All the farmers are screaming, we want to grow it, and the state says, well, wait a minute, we have to regulation. And I'm on a committee with the Farm Bureau, and we're saying, why? It's not any different than corn. We don't have to tell you we're growing corn on our land, so why should we have to tell you we're growing hemp? It's a legal substance. End of story.
Yep.
And so when it comes to marijuana, yep, there is stuff in it that isn't in hemp. They do look very similar. There are different strains. There are probably a dozen, two dozen different strains of hemp, and likewise the same with marijuana. Even though they look somewhat the same, the different strains, they have different, some of the hemp is grown for clothing, and for
hemp is used for so many things.
So many different
things. Seeds are ground up into hemp milk, and
right. And then the oil is the highly touted CBD oil that people are talking about. The market is huge. It was $300 million in 2017. Last year, $1.3 billion in CBD oil was sold, and this year it'll be twice that, and next year it'll be
easily
twice that.
Yep.
We had somebody on the program who said that the desire, the need, is at 1/1,000th of being fulfilled. That is, only 1 out of 1,000 people that want to use CBD oil can actually get a hold of it.
Wow!
At the moment, that's how huge the market is. And by the way, CBD oil is being sold in Walmart, in Whole Foods, in Target, in Costco. Mm-hmm. You can find it pretty much everywhere.
It's big.
So how these morons out there got themselves into that, that is idiotic. And the fact that we're chasing people around anyway, I'd like to know how they knew this truck had that stuff in
it. It was apparently a routine stop. It was a big tractor trailer. And so it was a routine, inspection stop is what they said. And so I don't know if it was specifically aimed at this truck or if it was they stopped a lot of people. I don't know the specifics of that, but they said it was a routine stop, and that's where this all went down. Now, to a normal person who is not educated on the differences, when you see, because they have pictures here of the evidence of what was taken, taken.
Looks
and
the
when
same.
You see on
yeah,
when you
same.
See the dried hemp, it looks
same.
Like marijuana. There's no way you wouldn't. But the police need to be educated on this,
right.
And they need to know.
They're
going to
get sued. This guy's, if he's got a good lawyer, they're going to sue the hell out of him.
But it's not even that. It's think about the business that this is interrupting. This is thousands and thousands of pounds
Commerce.
Of hemp. That this company in Colorado it's called Big Sky Scientific. They're waiting for 13,000 pounds of this hemp to make it to their farm, and it's nowhere to be found. So that affects their customers and the supply chain and everything else.
So our country has lagged behind Canada and France in terms of growing and hemp legislation. But with this farm bill being passed and the way to make, this is why, you know, some people, Trump didn't say anything about the farmers the other night, but this farm bill and making hemp legal is really good for especially dairy farmers who have a lot of land, because dairying is such a go-nowhere reality in our country now. A lot want to grow hemp and hops and that kind of stuff. But at any rate, we are now probably going to be the kings of hemp production and sales around the world. And so it'll go from $1 billion or $2 billion a year internally. The external market this year is $5 billion for hemp around the globe. And you just see it just exploding because of all the benefits of using it, frankly.
Isn't it funny to think that Woody Harrelson and Willie Nelson, who are friends and neighbors, actually, that these two for probably 30 years have been touting growing hemp, and Woody Harrelson only wears hemp clothing. He has for years. And it's so funny that this could end up being the savior crop for American farmers.
And I'll all be singing, one toke over the line, sweet Jesus, one toke over the line.
Lots of Bob Marley, maybe.
18 after on the DJV show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I've looked at clouds from both sides now, and up and down, and still somehow it's quite illusions. I recall, I really don't know clouds.
This is... several times, I think, last month or two, talked about Joni Mitchell and this tribute album and the tribute concert for her 75th birthday. Live renditions of her songs performed by Brandi Carlile, Nora Jones, Chaka Khan, James Taylor, and a lot of other people. The record is called Joni 75, A Birthday Celebration. Comes out next month. Contains a recording of a tribute concert that was held in her honor in L.A. last November. Concert will be broadcast in movie theaters today and tonight. Oh, damn it. I'll be on a plane. I'd like to see that. Why are they playing it tonight? Why don't they do it on, like, the weekend or something? That's nice.
I don't know. Maybe if they sell out, they'll add more?
Yeah, maybe. Tickets available on the Joni 75 website if you want to go and find it around your neighborhood. Rolling Stone magazine reviewed the concert, called it a movie tribute show. A moving tribute show. Her music really was iconic. That's the way I would describe it. The artists stood side by side, belted a number of tunes out. They each delivered solo tunes and bowed in unison as a portrait of Mitchell, was in the background. And I think that's a fitting homage to her. She's really a musical icon, and her presence is still being felt. Even though she's been battling health issues, she's not on the stage for this event. But there's a lot of great stuff in there. Los Lobos, Chaka Khan, as I said, Diana Krall, Rufus Wainwright, James Taylor, Seal, Graham Nash, Kris Kristofferson, Brandi Carlile, Rufus, again on another song. So this is a good album. Anybody who likes this era of music,
I would definitely check this out. I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah, be a lot of good voices and a lot of great songs. Speaking of Chaka Khan, she's made the career mistake of a lifetime by uniting with this clown Michael McDonald for a tour this summer. They're going to kick off the trek. First, it'll be in Detroit on June 19th. But McDonald's by himself there. Then Chaka Khan joins him at the Music Center in Ohio at Huber Heights. And then they go through August in various locations around California, and they just across the middle of the country. His voice so annoys me, I'm not going to talk anymore about this. It's just,
just, do we have just some Chaka Khan music to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, in case anyone's brand new to this, Doug has this weird thing about Michael McDonald.
Weird?
That
he's ruined every group that he ever got into.
I don't like
Chicago.
Yeah, I'm
he's
not
horrible.
I don't like his voice. He doesn't enunciate. That's what bugs me. Enunciate at all.
One of the cool things she has, this is her song "Hello Happiness." It's off her new album called "The Same Thing" that's coming out next week on Friday. So if you're a Chaka Khan fan, she has a new album coming out.
Trust me, she's the one that people are going to go see, not that boob Michael McDonald. Nobody's going to go see him by himself. That's why he had to get her to go with him to attract anything other than flies to the stage when he's on.
Some people do like him a little.
Okay, good for them. Johnny Cash is in the musical spotlight now because there's a Johnny Cash bar. Cash bar, get it? That tickled even me. I couldn't avoid it. Sorry,
even
Victoria.
You. Your
even
own joke tickled
me.
You.
I, it was
That's
tickled.
Amazing.
Oh, Jennifer laughs at her own jokes, too. Laughing. Anyway, there's a Cash-themed bar, a Johnny Cash-themed bar, opening up in Nashville. It's a restaurant bar downtown Nashville. Let's see, it's called Johnny Cash's Kitchen and Saloon. 15,000 square feet, saluting Johnny Cash. It's right next to the museum, going to open in the spring. It's the latest project of Bill Miller, who runs Music City, more or less. And he was a big friend of Johnny Cash's. Anyway, lots of memorabilia at the Cash place. I just tickled.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Political turmoil for Democrats continues to grip the state of Virginia amid fierce calls for Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam to resign after a racist photo surfaces from his medical school yearbook in the 80s. There are allegations against the Democratic Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, accused of sexually assaulting a woman 15 years ago, and now the Democratic Attorney General Mark Herring has admitted to wearing blackface when he was a student in college. Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia.
I'm shocked and incredibly disappointed. This has been
awful week for Virginia.
The U.S. is demanding Venezuela allow humanitarian aid to enter the troubled country as soldiers there have blocked a bridge to stop a shipment from entering. And this is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Going on.
As the world turns, this is the DJB program. I'm Doug Steffen presenting to you Victoria Keevan, Kara Shillen, and today's a day for all of us to remember what tomorrow is about, thinking today can be better and tomorrow will even be better than today. Hoorah! All right. The cheerleading section now. We'll sit down. Victoria has something of interest for Meghan Markle fans everywhere, and the television show Suits. So what's the story?
So Meghan Markle has never publicly spoken about her relationship with her father since she hooked up basically with Harry Styles. She wishes. Prince Harry. But her father obviously has been, you know, anytime there's a camera on, there he is. And so he's done so many interviews claiming that he has no way of reaching her.
He and Chuck Schumer push each other out of the way to get to the camera. Whoever gets there first.
you know, and he claims that she, that he's called her so many times and that her number must be changed because she never calls him back. And so now a group of her closest friends have gotten together, and it's on the cover of this week's People magazine. And some of the friends are her fellow Suits castmates, and they are just defending her, saying, look, she's not going to say anything publicly, but we can. And one of the friends said that Thomas Markle knows how to get in touch with Meghan. Her telephone number has not changed. He's actually never called her. He's never texted her. And this girl said it's super painful because Meg, apparently all the friends call her Meg, was always so dutiful, and she'll always genuinely feel devastated by how he's acted. But at the same time, she also still has sympathy for him because she's a daughter. And so apparently Meghan wrote a letter to her father after the wedding, because of course he missed the wedding, he had a heart attack, he couldn't go. And so the next morning he, I guess, had received a letter from Meghan Markle, and this is another one of the friends. I think this is a girl who actually who's on Suits. I forget her name now. But
the
so
redhead.
She said, she was at the wedding. Yep.
Yeah.
So she said, after the wedding, Meghan wrote him a letter. She said, Dad, I'm so heartbroken. I love you. I only have one father. Please stop victimizing me through the media so we can repair our relationship. And then the friend went on to say, every time her team has come to her and done some fact-checking that of Thomas Markle, of whatever he said, it's always wrong. And she said, it's just another arrow to Meghan Markle's heart. And then he wrote a really long letter back to her in return, and he requested a photo op with his daughter. And so Meghan wrote back to him and said, that's the opposite of what I'm saying. I'm telling you I don't want to communicate through the media, and you're asking me to communicate through the media. Did you hear anything I said? It's almost like we're passing ships. And so apparently that is part of the letter that Meghan wrote to her father. And all of her friends and have also said that Samantha Markle, the half-sister who loves to talk about her, she was never even in Meghan's life, and that they barely even have a picture together because they don't know each other. They technically are siblings, but they could not have been further from actually acting like siblings, and they just were not raised together in the same house, and they don't really have any relationship. And so there's a Thomas Jr. Markle, and he apparently wants Meghan to be at his wedding, but she has the same relationship with him, i.e. none, that she has with the older sister Samantha. So it's really nice that Meghan Markle has been trashed in the news, especially in the UK press recently. So it's really nice that she has so many friends and former coworkers who are stepping forward and saying, look, enough is enough here. Like, she's a wonderful person. All of them, the Suits cast, they've all said, some of them anonymously, in this article, have also said they've been to the house. They've stayed at the cottage with Meghan and Harry. And that Meghan is still the same person who loves to cook for everyone. She loves to make a nice, cute, cozy home for everybody. And they said that, you know, all these reports are just, they felt that they had to speak up for their friend, which is really sweet, actually.
Right. All right, so Sarah Rafferty is the mm-hmm. woman that you're looking for. She's the redhead.
Yeah, the redhead, yep.
Right. And they're going to continue. This is the last season of Suits. It's been on for 9 years. And they're bringing Patrick Adams back again. The star is Gabriel Macht, who's been a character actor all of his career. And this was his first lead role. I think he did a great job, and he'll show up in something else. So Meghan played Rachel Zane, her father, who's in the show now, stayed, they sort of joined firms and stuff, and giving a little background, is an actor, character actor named Wendell Pierce that you see everywhere. He was in an episode last night of Chicago PD, but he's all over the place. So anyway, that's it just makes you wonder how clueless can you be, or how self-centered mm-hmm. can you be? Maybe that's the better question.
Yeah.
Here.
I mean, this guy obviously doesn't really love his daughter, because if he did, he wouldn't be doing any of this stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
He's an opportunist.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Speaking of that, some of the people running for the presidency getting scrutinized. I noticed Senator Amy Klobuchar, is that how we pronounce her name?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from Minnesota. Apparently, she has a history of mistreating her staff. So there are several articles floating around today and this week about her plans to make an announcement perhaps this weekend about running for president. And she's asked so far three people to lead her presidential campaign. They all said, no, I don't want to work for you. You're a pain in the neck. So anyway, so the question I have here is, in fairness, when a man, the mistreat your staff, there apparently is some not sexual innuendo to this, but you know, it borders on this kind of what I read between the lines. There's a sort of a thin line between various types of abuses, and because the people who are coming forward are speaking under condition of anonymity, that means this is pretty nasty stuff.
Yeah.
The way she talks to her staff, what she does, apparently characterizing some of the people in a sexual way, as she's crude. And so, do you want somebody like that to be? I'm saying that and thinking about who Trump is and laughing to myself. Anyway, looking around at the people who are in the candidate light, Elizabeth Warren, another one. You hear me go, it's like Michael McDonald time whenever I come across her name. She's another one. What a beauty. And I say that not in a flattering way. So she's gone public this week with an apology because she identified herself as an American Indian on the Texas bar registration when she got her law degree. And, of course, she isn't. She has no American Indian blood in her at all.
Well, she does. No, she does. She took a DNA test. It's a lot lower than what she thought it was.
Right. So why, then, do you feel like she... Why do you think, Victoria... I'm just asking your opinion. I don't know the answer. Why did she feel compelled to apologize for it if it's legit?
Well, because she's not, because the percentage of Native American in her blood, in her DNA, was a lot lower than what she put, I think, on that form. So I think she identified as, I don't know if it was half, but she identified as part Native American on that form for the bar, I guess registering for the bar in Texas.
So,
but, you know, the truth is, look, I'm not a huge fan of Elizabeth Warren. So, like, let's just say that from the beginning. I know you don't like her at all, Doug, but I'm not a huge fan. I kind of ignore her. But the truth is, there are so many people, in fairness to her, there are so many people, and they've even used this as a marketing campaign for these DNA test kits. There are a lot of people who grow up with, you know, with stories of great-grandpa was Native American, he was half Native American. In my family alone, my mom was convinced that her great-aunt was born in Spain, and she told everybody for years that she was part Spanish. For years, Fancy Nancy said that. We did a DNA test, she's got zero. So, you know, it's not, a lot of times family folklore can kind of, you know, it plays a part in it.
Just that, exactly. In a moment, our focus turns to small businesses and how you can grow yours or how you can start one. That's right after these words here on the DJV program.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Let's welcome in two people who are experts in the small business world here to discuss your options. Sharon Miller, who's the head of small business at Bank of America. She's got 2,500 people working with her, for her, around her, trying to help small business people. And Stephen Strauss, one of the world's leading experts on small businesses, a lawyer, a writer, and a speaker that is aimed at helping small businesses. You see his column all the time in USA Today. So there is an effort underway, if I understand, Ms. Miller. Well, you've been here before, so I think I can call you Sharon. I'll call you Sharon.
Call me Sharon,
we'll
Doug.
Friends. Yeah. To launch a sort of success drive to get people to understand small businesses and how, I don't know if easy is the right way to put it, but there are still tons of great opportunities to develop business plans and start a business in this country, right?
There absolutely is, and we have seen tremendous growth among small businesses given the strength of the U.S. economy over the past few years. And there's still some challenges out there for business owners, but this is a great time to be in business, to be an entrepreneur, and to continue to grow and expand and really follow your passion.
All right. So, Mr. Strauss, one of the things that we need to be aware of as we start our small business, well, maybe the better way of me asking the question, what are the mistakes that people need to avoid when they start with their business plan? And I know as a small business person, I've over-leveraged myself any number of times. So is that the number one thing to be careful of?
Yes, for sure. I mean, over-leveraging yourself is a mistake a lot of small business people make. And the thing that you just mentioned, Doug, about having a business plan, it's great that you have a business plan. In fact, a lot of small businesses don't even have a business plan. And that definitely is a mistake that I see people make. It's kind of like a pilot. A pilot would never get in a plane and get ready to fly from, say, New York to Phoenix without having a flight plan. Right? He or she needs to know how they're going to get to where they want to go, how much gas they need, what direction to head in, what markers to look for on the way. Well, that's all your business plan is. It's just your flight plan for your success. And I think the other mistake I see people make is not really taking advantage of technology. There are so many amazing technology and computer tools that small businesses can use these days. You know, large companies are making some really great tools that allow us to be small but look big, and you have to take advantage of those. I know, Sharon, that the bank, right, Bank of America, has a new one.
Absolutely, we do. In fact, we just launched nationwide our Business Advantage 360, which is really like a mission control for a small business.
Uh-huh.
It's a platform that allows small businesses to understand what's coming due, what is coming in, so the cash flow of their business, which so many times a business owner, when they get into business, they're doing it because they love what they do. They didn't realize all this back off office administration that comes along with it.
Now, you have, as part of developing this plan, encouraging people, develop what you call the five C's, which is, I always love these sorts of tips, capacity, collateral, capital, which is cash, conditions, and character. So you want to extrapolate a little bit from that list, either or both of you? You want to start with this, Mr. Strauss?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So when you go to get a loan, to get the money you need for your business, a bank is going to look at the five C's that you just mentioned, Doug, when they're analyzing whether you're able to get that loan. And one thing I want people to realize is, you know, banks want to lend to you. Bank of America wants to lend to you. It's your job as a small business owner to make your business ready to get that kind of loan. So to the extent that you can show that you're profitable and stable and have a great client base and that you pay your bills on time, right, capacity, and you have some collateral, all those things go into the analysis. But if you do your job right, then you're going to get the funding you need to take your business either to start it or to take it to the next level.
I mean, and Steve, I think about this too, Doug. I mean, our number one priority is providing access to capital to the communities we serve. And it does no good to get a loan, a business owner, and they can't pay it back. It doesn't do us any good. The company doesn't do the business owner or that local community. And business is local.
Yeah. Well, the feds are on you all the time, too, looking at loans and characterizing them, and it's not good business anywhere for you or for the people in the small business community. So in sort of the bottom line here, if people would like to get some more information, the best place to go, it would appear, is promo.bankofamerica.com/businessadvantage360. Good God, you're going to remember that one.
Or you can go to bankofamerica.com and go to the small business area, and you will see all of the tools and capabilities we have out there.
Good advice. All right, thanks to both of you, Stephen Strauss and Sharon Miller, here on the DJV program, where it's 10 before the hour.
Hello, I am looking for a a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Our tradition of informing you with people who are experts when it comes to your health and well-being, that tradition continues. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us. We are going through the list of things that he studied this week in the journals. There are lots of informative. There always are every week. There are a ton of things that come out that have been studied and things that will affect your health that Ken reviews and sort of synthesizes for us. So we continue. His expertise is in cardiology, and we all know that good health, you got to have a good, strong heart, obviously, to be healthy, but all health begins in your gut. The GAPS practitioners that are always making you think about what's in your gut. There was a new study that added to this in a particular way, Ken, how important digestive bacteria in your gut are to your mental health, your feelings about yourself, I guess, yeah?
This is all about the microbiome, this whole new area of the body, right? These bacteria, billions of them that we all need to survive and be healthy. This comes out of Nature Microbiology this week. Doug, bacteria in the gut, they may affect our mental well-being and could be linked to depression. A wide range of gut bacteria can actually produce chemicals that significantly impact the brain, including microorganisms linked positively or negatively to mental health.
Yep. So what do you think the connection is? Is it just blood flow? What is it about the bacteria? Because the bacteria in the gut pretty much stay in the gut. Good stuff, bad stuff, it stays in the gut, doesn't travel through your system until it's digested. And the body, this is an amazing thing. I bet this would have been worth the admission to go to medical school to find out, seriously, how the food that we eat goes through the process of becoming nurturing and into the blood, because the food, the energy, the minerals, the vitamins, whatever, all the proteins have to be digested and then assimilated into the system through the blood.
Exactly.
I mean, how it happens is a miracle. There isn't even a strong enough word for it, is it?
Well, exactly. And these bacteria secrete their chemicals, and it does flow then from head to toe through the body, affecting spots in the body far away from the gut. And that's the amazing thing about this. And as you're suggesting, in another story that comes out this week in Psychosomatic Medicine, there is a link here to all of it, because what we eat does affect the whole process, including the bacteria in our gut, because we learned that a healthful diet can significantly reduce symptoms of depression, and meals high in vegetables and fiber are key dietary interventions that ease depression. They include weight loss diets, fat reducing diets, and nutrient rich diets, and this all must integrate, mix up between the bacteria in the gut and also these chemicals produced and additional chemicals from the actual foods that we eat then interfere and interact and help our minds work better.
It's another example, if you will, another urging from us for you to eat well so that you don't get depressed. All that fat and stuff that gets into your body, that really it'll plug up your brain, and that's depressing in and of itself. I did a study on vegetables. You know, I don't like to eat meat, so I did a study on where to get protein. And it's amazing, the green vegetables, broccoli, and green beans, and corn, some of the fiber stuff, how good it is for you in terms of protein.
Exactly. So, you're reconfirming the study.
Right, exactly. We're both of us saying exactly a lot today.
Wow,
Dr.
Scary.
Dr. Doug here with I guess this is a treatise for 60 seconds on how Calitrin works. You take 4 capsules every night before you go to bed on an empty stomach. You get enough rest, let your body repair and rebuild, and you'll wake up feeling rested. After a few weeks, you will notice great results, decreased joint pain, losses of inches around your waist and other places you want to lose the weight. This is a fabulous product made by, it's sort of a family recipe, if you will. No diet pills with chemicals and all that stuff. The number one ingredient, the named ingredient on Calitrin is collagen. And because our bodies stop, Ken will tell you, bodies stop producing collagen when we're in our early 30s. And so you need to supplement it so you can keep building high quality muscle and push the fat out so you'll lose the weight. And that's just what Calitrin does. That's how it works. So let's get some of this and start working on our body and on our weight. TopLoss.com is the place to order Calitrin. Use the DJV code and you save 10% on all the bottles. You buy more than 3, you get a free bottle. That's the way to lose weight naturally, easily. Calitrin at TopLoss.com. Use the code DJV for savings. Save your life, save your health, lose weight.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.